Stepping at the mother job.
You looking like a star. When it's steaming back and went.
Yo. J.R.
What up, Joe?
Go ahead, Mark. Yeah. I had to come in.
Hey, I didn't stop it.
I know.
My ranch, I dip.
Yeah.
What's good with it?
What's
Happy
the
Wednesday.
Deal?
It's episode 87 of the favorite trio, Sports Talk with Mark and DP Fisher. Who?
Coach Fern in
That's
the building.
Right.
We out here. It's Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
We dream champs of sports are back.
Oh, yeah. Coming off a big Lakers dub.
You know what I mean? We
over who?
The hated Celtics.
I cooked them.
Bodied them.
I cooked them. Now, did you need
to, James Worthy was geeked. Had a cigar on deck. He was pleased. He was pleased.
Lakers just need to do that again.
Lakers need
like
to continue
15
doing
times
that.
In a row.
Yeah, they need to continue doing it.
Yeah, this 500 shit.
It's for the birds, man. It's for
gotta
the birds.
I got to tighten up. But, it's Wednesday. We back at it, you know.
Man.
Start off with a little technical difficulty, a little slight, something slight.
He's on the stream, you know.
You know. Y'all seen us, and we was just there. Y'all couldn't hear nothing.
And if you're not on the stream, you can find us at, go on the link. Link in bio.
Link in bio.
If you want to watch Link in bio, if you riding around and you just want to listen, Good News Radio app, that's the only way you can listen to us live.
That's true.
Straight up.
Hey, that man speaking facts.
So y'all make sure, y'all continue to tune in because we know y'all listening. We know we got people listening.
Yeah.
So y'all continue, please, continue. We appreciate you. Gotta show the gratitude. We appreciate you. You understand me?
Understand me.
Hello.
How y'all doing? It's Wednesday. As we continuously say, the night for the trifecta, the triangle offense.
Oh, yeah.
Three's Company.
Yeah.
Three's Company.
Say, I'm good.
Solid week so far?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm alive.
There we go.
Oh, man. Talk that shit.
Wow.
Yeah, like you said, blessed. God keeps blessing me with more and more opportunities, and it's been lovely. Lovely day.
There we go.
Lovely day.
It keeps flowing in.
And yourself?
Oh, man. Quality. Like I told y'all last week, start a new job, So getting acclimated to that new environment, definitely thankful and appreciative, for the continued blessings and opportunities. We getting closer to Christmas, my favorite holiday.
Chrysler. Merry Chrysler.
You understand me?
Dang, y'all did y'all shopping already?
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm always fairly tardy with that.
But I hope you're not trying to buy anything online because it's going to be a
Not for real.
At this point, I want to buy something online. At this point, I'm just going to show receipts. Hey.
Nah, for real.
I'll wrap the receipt up like, this is what you're getting, dog. But and coming.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy when it gets here.
When it gets here, January 8th.
Yeah. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
When kids get to a certain age where, money is their motive. Oh. Gift cards, baby.
Easy.
That's facts.
Money. Yeah, that's facts. Now
Nintendo.
Money? Oh, bet. Come here.
Nintendo gift card, PSN gift card.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's this hot Visa gift card. You go do whatever you want. Matter of fact, you can use it on Amazon because I know you got an account too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone got one at this point.
Everybody, facts. Like
the kids got one. The parents got one. Aunties and grandparents got one.
I challenge y'all. Uh-oh. The holiday challenge. Between now and Christmas Day, whenever you at like the grocery store, pay for the person behind you.
I gotta see behind me first.
No, yeah, scope the scene. Be reasonable with your blessing. Let's not overextend.
Starbucks.
There you go.
You
do that
still. I know.
Order for their whole office.
I know someone would have paid for my coworker's order. Yesterday would have been pissed. She had 6 Starbuckses. So they would have been hot. Well, wow. Because she was buying one for the whole.
Yeah, facts.
Right.
The whole
squad. $7 a cup.
Hey, if I'm.
Seven times six.
Hey, I'll ask first. How much have they ordered?
No, just be like, what they get? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got it.
I got it. Hey.
But yeah, that's the holiday challenge. That's the Christmas challenge. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening right now, hop online and let us know when you do that. Yeah, send us a video or something when you do that. Like, Travis wants to get you out of here again.
Yeah. Well, Travis, pay for someone's Starbucks behind you, bud. How about that?
Do it, brother.
Yeah. Always talking that ish. You know what? But Travis is walking around with free advertisement because he has one of my beanies now. So thanks.
Oh, facts.
Free advertisement.
There we go.
That CFT beanie go hard, son. So, hey, you know what? I accepted the challenge I gave myself last week. I said I was going to make a Twitter. And goddamn it, we have a Twitter now.
We got a Twitter, baby.
Same thing, same handle as the Instagram. So, Sports Talk Mark DP.
And last week's episode, if you go into the show notes, the links are there.
Links in bio.
Links to YouTube is there.
It's locked and loaded.
The pages are there.
Hey, did y'all know that the links are in the bio?
The links are in the bio.
Y'all listening. Travis, you still here? You know, links in bio. Travis must know because he's here. Travis is watching. So Travis must know link in bio.
Travis knows.
Make sure you tell your friends and tell them to tell their friends.
Maybe we can be friends.
Shit, we could do this every weekend. Nah, maybe Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Wednesday. All right.
Every Wednesday.
All right.
I get it.
Switch the flow up. All right.
So, with the music change. Now, I don't know about y'all, man. I mean, and shout out to Tupo, Notre Dame alum.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just going to start it off hot.
You know what? We are going to start off hot.
I believe.
Oh, shit.
I got an idea.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I believe that LSU.
Oh, I know.
They could have done better.
Then Brian Kelly?
I feel like it was like a abrupt hire. Not taking nothing away from him as a coach. Like, nothing at all. But I just don't know about the fit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too sure of the fit with him being at LSU. And we kind of touched on a little bit last week in regards to, like, where he's used to, like, recruiting, you know, and what his coaching background is. So it's completely, if you think of it just from that geographical standpoint, it's kind of unusual for him to be at LSU.
His whole accent changed.
He became a whole new person.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I don't know how y'all feel, but that's kind of where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Wait, but who would they get? So right now, who in college football, you know, besides Nick Saban? And then USC made their move first.
Yeah.
So who's pushing Brian Kelly?
Well, allegedly, LSU was ready to throw the bag at
Jimbo.
They said they were ready to throw him 125
million.
Yeah.
For how many years?
10 probably.
So how many years did they throw Brian?
10.
I think but 10. What was his thing?
Like,
was it?
What he get like?
He got 100.
No, I'm talking annually.
He's getting.
Like, I think it's 10. He not at 100.
Yeah,
he's at 93 or 95.
It's like 95 guarantee. It can get to 100 with like
right. So his guaranteed money ain't the same.
But his guarantee like every year it starts.
But
at
what?
10.
What has? Where was Jimbo at before?
Texas A&M.
No, okay, he was at Texas. That was
that's where he at now.
That's where he at right now.
But before that, he was at Florida State.
Yeah,
and that's where he won the title with Jameis.
Yeah.
I think Jimbo's a great coach.
I think Jimbo at LSU would be what FSU wanted Jimbo to become.
Jimbo was that. He won a national championship.
Are you just saying Brian Kelly ain't that because he ain't won one?
No, I'm not even like putting it on like, you know, his coaching resume. Cause I think he a great coach. Like, it's not gonna come it's not gonna come down to his like coaching and football background. I think it's just more so the fit for where he is. You know what I mean? Like I guess we could all probably say Air Orgeron kind of fit LSU. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One, he from out that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got that nitty gritty like Southern, you know, demeanor behind him. And then you go from that to Brian Kelly. So it's like, to me, I wish him all the best though. You know, yeah, I ain't gonna wish no bad on him. But Yeah. I don't know.
They're out here blowing money fast.
Quickly.
They are.
Quickly.
Hey, but another coach. Hey, coaching changes right now just be happening out of nowhere.
They're
Miami
going crazy.
Miami got their
got Cristobal up out in Oregon.
I wouldn't have done that.
I don't know. Why would they have you
there?
I don't know why. I was surprised. I thought I was tripping.
Somebody told me he from Miami, though.
Yeah, and he played there, too.
Oh, so I see. Okay, I see it.
But
I see it.
To pay Cristobal what they did to get him to go there, I don't think they had to do that.
Because I'm thinking, you got to think about it. You got to get him out of Oregon. He was in a good spot in Oregon.
And I think Oregon was trying to match the Miami deal too.
Oregon, yeah, they had Kane. They had Kane that they reached an agreement, and then like a day later, he was in Miami.
And then there's like a report out there saying that, like, I guess Cristobal has family members down there. I think his mother may be sick or something. Who knows? I can't confirm or deny it, but that was thrown out there as like maybe a possibility to get him to move down there to be closer to family.
Man. He do got family. Well, yeah, he's from there, so he got plenty of family down there for sure. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to, you know, take an opportunity like that to go back to the crib and be there for X amount of years and your people at every game? Like, they 100% supporting. You know, they ain't got to hop on a plane to Eugene, you know, or wherever else he's coached at.
Yeah.
Where did he coach at before?
No clue.
I forgot where he was an assistant.
But I think he's going to definitely turn that program around. I know they're going to be better defensively, which was what my gripe was with Miami. Like, defensively over the last few years, they can't stop nothing. Like, shit.
Even with that turnover chain,
they couldn't stop.
Man, that turnover chain had one good year.
Then
they get shitted on in, like, the championship or like a playoff game.
They never made the playoff game.
Oh, they got shit
in a bowl game.
Right before they got the bowl game.
Oh, and then they got cooked by North Carolina last year.
Yeah.
Both them running backs went crazy for like. They rushed as a total for over like 300 yards.
They was rushing like my man's from the Colts.
Shit.
Bruh, Jonathan, what's his name? Jonathan Stewart. He wears 28, dead. But it's not him.
I can't think of his name either.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, from the Colts.
Yeah. Like, he put up 5 touchdowns like 2 weeks ago. He killed me in fantasy.
Shout out to
playoff
Lenny. Bounced back the week right after that with 4 touchdowns.
Playoff Lenny. Are we jumping to the NFL?
Mm-mm.
No. We're not there yet.
Man, oh, no.
It's a lot of college.
I just happened to be.
Hey, you know what? I always go back. Sometime before, after we record the show, I go back and listen. Last week, we talked a lot. It was a lot of college last week, too, huh?
We did.
It made sense because there was a lot of coaching change in college.
And then this past weekend, we was figuring out who's going to the college football playoff, and I'm a happy man.
Oh, I'll do you.
Thank you. Cue up that goddamn song.
You queued it up. Don't make it seem like I queued up this whack ass song.
That's right.
I'll let you get your moment real quick. Go ahead.
Get out of here.
Come on.
Shout out to Oba, man. Shout out to Oba Rowland, man. Shout out.
Clinic. Nah, this ain't it.
Is the wrong one?
Yeah,
check the stream yard real quick. Check the stream yard.
I got you.
Ladies and we locked in.
How do we feel about Clemson?
Clemson, huh?
Michigan marching band.
What in the world?
Dog.
This is what y'all be doing?
This is what they play like right before they come out. Duh.
He's trying to.
You blew your 10 seconds of fame. Okay. My God. You blew it. We gave you a little fame and everything.
Hail to the damn Victors, baby. Go blue.
Man. I mean, they not about to beat Georgia, though.
No, but you know what? It's kind of
annoying. You know what? Before we even talk about the match, I'm just glad that Michigan got here.
Nah, yeah, for real. Like, that's what's up.
Because they weren't expected to get here. They got there. They beat Ohio State. And then they messed around and just stomped Iowa.
Bro, Iowa, I watched that game. Iowa, like, I watched it.
Yeah.
I did, too, with Green.
They should not have been in that.
They had no reason being in that game. No reason.
What happens when you're in the whack-ass Big Ten West?
They had no reason being in that game.
Wisconsin was the favorite team to go, and then they blew it several times.
Shit. Blue Boy 2000s.
Oh, well. Go Blue. And so hopefully they make the Georgia game competitive.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Saw hella people wearing it.
Who's this? Is this Ethan? Who's this?
I don't know.
Sharp? I think it's my boy Ethan.
It might be.
Ethan Sharp? Is this you? King Trail? Hey, this is Ethan. I just want y'all to know. Remember the name, because, hey, he put in the work.
Hey, he doing his thing.
Yeah,
man.
So remember the name, Ethan Sharp.
He doing his thing, remember, man.
For sure.
You heard it here first on Sports Talk with Mark and BP featuring Coach Fern.
Coach Fern.
But the question was, how do we feel about Clemson?
Yeah, how do we feel about Clemson?
Clemson's cheeks right now.
Hey, is Big Dave's son going to transfer up out of there?
I don't know. Who? I doubt it. DJ?
Bro, where's he going to go? He's not that good right now.
He ain't got no. All he got is potential behind him if he transferred. That's it.
I was going to say, well, now that Spencer Rattler's leaving Oklahoma but going to UCLA, you think DJ would come to USC?
Hell no.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
No.
Why?
Back at the crib?
I don't see it.
I think a lot of people want to get out of the crib.
In an easier conference? It's not like the ACC that damn hard either, but, you know.
He's in the ACC. We evenly matched.
Yeah, for sure.
And you out of school with more behind him right now. Like,
right now?
Clemson just won two national championships in, like, what? Like, the last 5-6 years?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Clemson to come to SC. All
right. I just threw it out there as a possibility.
Now, yeah, I wouldn't leave it there.
Yeah, hell no. I ain't leaving. Shout out to Venables getting to hire Oklahoma.
Yeah.
A lot of Oklahoma alumni were rooting for that. I saw a lot of different support throughout social media from Oklahoma alumni who really wanted him to get that job, and it came to fruition. I like his energy, boy. Like, I see him on the sideline when he was at Clemson, oh my gosh. He was geeked, like super tapped in, you know what I'm saying? He's caught some great defenses at Clemson. I think Oklahoma's going to get back. I mean, I don't necessarily feel like Oklahoma's really dropped off at all.
They haven't shown. There's no reason to count them out yet.
Exactly. Like, they ain't just one of them teams that was booming and then they just fell off. They're not a Clemson. Because Clemson was booming and literally fell off the cliff.
LSU.
LSU was booming, fell off the cliff.
Big booming. Like, one year after.
Bro.
They fell off during the COVID year, too.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Like, yeah, and they had dudes sit out.
The COVID, I don't knock on LSU. I don't knock the COVID year on any team, really, because
yeah,
it was the year that it was. It was 2020. Shit, that's almost 2 years ago now.
Right.
Damn. So,
yeah, I know.
Crazy.
Time flies, right?
Jeez.
What? But nah, I don't. Like, Oklahoma has the only thing Oklahoma has to prove is their program is bigger than the coach. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, can Oklahoma sustain itself no matter who's, you know, taking over? And it's not like Oklahoma goes through coaching changes every two years. That's a rare thing for them.
Right.
This situation was rare and unexpected.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Oklahoma, I think, will be fine. Their test is going to be when they go to the SEC, not next year, but the year after in 23.
That's going to be
their test.
That's going to be interesting for them and Texas.
Because Texas is doomed.
Texas just now starting to look a little like what they used to be. Just now.
Days?
Yeah. Nearing it. Nah, I'm lying. Not even nearing it. But they close. You know what I'm saying?
We talking about those, like, Texas.
Yeah,
teams?
You know, to where,
who's Texas coach get? It's not Herman still, is it?
Hell no. Herman's at North Carolina.
Got
y'all. They got Sarkisian.
Steve Sarkisian. Right.
Oh yeah.
They did get Sark.
Oh yeah.
But I like UT. They ain't never gonna win the SEC. Like,
hell no.
Who's in
Saban has to retire.
Even then,
yeah.
Who's at TCU?
Who got that job?
That was like one of the first jobs they got filled up.
I read it last week. I forget.
Because Patterson bounced.
My boy.
I forget who it was that got the TCU job. Great Let me guy. Ask Google real quick.
Great guy.
Dude.
GP.
Great guy. Gary Patterson, I'm surprised he stepped down.
Yeah. He probably knew it was time. He wanted to go, you know, every day, Saturday, chill on a yacht.
Dude.
Yeah. He wanted to.
Bro, yeah. So, I don't know, man. It's, dang, who was it? Wait for it. Here we go. Sonny Dykes.
Sonny Dykes.
Former SMU head coach. Oh,
so nice. Yeah.
He went down the highway.
Congrats to you, Sonny.
And he grew.
Yeah, for sure. SMU, TCU.
And he did wonders at SMU. Turn that program around. Boom. All right, on to the next. TCU, get back to what you used to be. Boom. Dominating the Big 12. Having top five offenses in the nation. You know what I'm saying? Like, specializing, good quarterbacks, you know, good running back play. You know what I'm saying? Get them back to that.
Oh, and then real quick, while we in the realm of college football, shout out to Jackson State University. They the SWAC champions.
Yes, yeah, 11-1.
Oh yeah, shout
and
out.
Deion Sanders' first full year.
Yes,
his first full year. And man, he's been overcoming some health issues, bro, and it's been dope to see him.
Shout out to that program,
persevere.
Though.
Yeah,
which is like,
bro, imagine being a GA on that staff, dog.
Man,
what? Oh. At Jackson State at that? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's next level.
Dude.
That's next level.
You get to talk to Deion Sanders every day.
That's like your mentor.
Yeah.
And it's regular.
Regular.
And it's regular. Like, he there. You know what I'm saying? But it's dope. It's dope to see them reach that and then get all the notoriety that they're getting. You know what I'm saying? Of course, him taking over an HBCU program naturally and to his, you know, to his desire, amplifies, excuse me, and uplifts all the other HBCUs. Keeping it on HBCUs, Texas Southern just smacked Florida
in basketball
a few days ago. Like,
hey, wait, do the hand clap.
TSU was 0-7 before that game. 0-7.
Shout out to the black schools out here.
Yeah, TSU was 0-7 before they got that win to against Florida. So it's like, it's dope seeing things like that happen and seeing schools that don't usually get the notoriety and the accolades that all these other big schools are getting, you know, get some shine.
For sure. Yeah, I'm proud of them just for them to do what they've been doing. I ain't mad at it.
It's a wonderful thing, man.
Big things. Real quick.
What?
Who's winning?
Ooh.
That's the blitz right there.
I like that.
Who's winning the championship?
The natty? The college natty?
I think we know where this is going, huh? That was a dumb question, huh?
It's not a dumb question. I'm
going to just tell you who going to play in it.
Okay, let's go.
Rather than who going to win it. I'm going to tell you who going to play in that thing. I got Bama and who they have playing? Georgia playing Michigan. Who else playing?
Bama plays Cincinnati.
Bama plays Cincinnati. Georgia plays
the winner of Michigan, Georgia.
No.
Oh, well, you said
it. No, what's going to happen in that game? What's the other two games?
Cincy and Bama.
That's the four. I'm tripping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got Cincy and Bama. You got, bro, what? It's going to be Bama and Georgia again, like all over again.
I would hate it. Sucks because we just saw that matchup on
right.
Saturday. We just watched it.
I just was saying this to the homies in the group chat, bro. Michigan gotta open up their offense. You not gonna beat Georgia with that vanilla ass offense.
They gotta air it out.
But you gotta run that ball with some aggression, but you got to have a balance.
They got what, 2 weeks to figure it out?
They got two weeks to figure it out. Just like Alabama. Alabama's really a balanced program.
No, they get three.
Oh, but they lean on the run game, but they're not afraid to throw that hoe. Like, and they're pushing the ball vertical.
Yeah.
They're pushing the ball vertical, and that's what Michigan has to do. Use your run game to open up the pass game. The typical strategy in terms of your offense operating. And then just air that hoe out. Like,
yeah.
You got two good running backs. I don't know they know. It's number 25 and number 2.
Haskins and
I don't know number 2.
And then Blake Corum, I think.
Yeah, them both them cats could run the rock, and then your defense goes crazy. Like your two DNs are
man, one's in the Heisman.
Hutchinson's a
number four for the Heisman right now. Yeah, like,
and he's a projected top three NFL draft pick.
Low key,
possible number one.
He might be better than Kevon Thibodeau.
Yeah, that's a legit conversation. That's a legit conversation. That's a fair comparison.
Yeah.
Now, now we don't mention it. Aiden Hutchinson goes number one.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit, dog, he got to go number two. Don't go to the Lions.
Damn.
No, no.
Jeez.
He's gonna go to the Lions.
I don't wish it for that man. I don't wish that for him.
Jeez.
I don't wish that for him. Go number two, dog. Go somewhere else. Grad transfer, I don't care. Just don't go to Detroit. That's he don't play 4 years in Ann Arbor. He's had enough. He's all right. He'd be cool.
Bro.
Is there anyone else that would go number one?
Nah. Kevon.
There you go.
It's going to be one of them. For sure. It ain't going to be.
Look at that. DNs.
It's not going to be no quarterback.
D lineman going.
I don't think a quarterback this year goes first round.
Really?
Matter of fact, there's my hot take.
Oh, hold on. We can still do it. Hold on.
No QBs in the first round this year.
In the first round, zero? I like that.
I'm trying to think because, I don't know, you might get like the Texans who are in need to bite.
But I think based on potential veteran QB free agents that could happen this year, I think the teams that need a quarterback solve their problems early. Before the draft.
None of the current great college quarterbacks are eligible in this year's draft. Like,
yeah, they're not eligible, and the ones that are,
late round draft picks. Like,
yeah, like the one you know preseason hype to be a top five pick was Rattler, and that
he's not even coming out.
I heard someone in the 313 needs a quarterback.
But
let's say DRT from UCLA, he's coming out this year, but he's not a first rounder.
Nah.
Somebody
was arguing with me about that. Was it you?
No. I definitely
hey,
wasn't.
We was on the air, though.
Oh, it was.
Was it VJ? Nah.
No, not VJ. It was. Who sat next to me?
G. Oh, okay, yeah, it was G.
It must have been G because it wasn't.
Wasn't G?
It wasn't Nick.
I don't know if it was G.
It wasn't here then because it wasn't me.
I was talking with somebody about that.
I don't even watch UCLA football.
And I'm like, bro, DRT is not first round talent, ooh, boy. Like,
I think if I said anything, I think I said he would sneak into it if somebody got desperate. But he's not even a desperation pick to me.
Teddy Bridgewater, like late.
That's a high comparison.
Like, no, I'm saying, but like late, you know how, like, or Lamar, how they went late, like first round.
I would consider him, what's the quarterback that came out of TCU Lamar that went to the Seahawks?
I'm not saying there's Lamar, but I'm saying, you know how someone panicked at the end
and just took him. Like, that's his, like, best hope, but I don't even think somebody reaches on him.
Who's the Seahawks, would you say?
He reminds me of the quarterback that was at TCU.
He couldn't stop getting in trouble.
Yeah, always, Boykin.
Trevor Boykin.
Was it Trevor?
Something
Boykin. We know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He reminds me of him. I think Boykin was a little bit more athletic.
Yeah.
But he reminds me of him. Somebody that's going to fly under the radar, get picked up, brought into camp as a free agent. I can't really name a top tier quarterback coming out. Oh, maybe. No, I'm lying. Quarterback at SMU that transferred from Oklahoma, actually.
Oh.
It's like him, the tight end.
I could see anybody on SMU.
SMU's quarterback, their tight end, and I believe their receiver or running back. All three of them came from Oklahoma.
Damn.
Yeah.
They had
the quarterback there got a funny last name. Every time I hear it, I chuckle. Let me see. Every time I hear it, I chuckle. I'm like, boy,
something stupid.
Bro, Tanner Mordecai.
Mordecai.
Yeah, he sounds like Mordecai.
Mordecai.
Yeah, bro. Mordecai. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Mordecai.
All right. Let's Keep it going.
He was Kyler Murray's backup.
That was crazy.
So he got some shit behind him. So with all this college talk and kind of just also speaking on the coaching changes, I'll give y'all my perspective on this. I believe that the transfer portal is forcing more high schoolers to take the junior college route.
Yeah.
Because it's like we'll think of the Independence College.
Oh yeah, I see.
Bounce Back City. You know what I'm saying? They was all going there, and they could recruit. You know, so they pulling the best kid, the best bounce backs from across the country. Mm-hmm. That's what the transfer portal is. It just houses the best guys.
It's like, hey, go here for a year. Ball out.
And I think to that too, with the COVID year last year, where it gave guys that are already in school an extra additional year of eligibility, like it's going to take a while for that to run out for some guys.
Yeah.
So the junior college route, because there aren't enough spots,
they got to go because of
how the environment, you know.
Oh, you got to drop down to another level.
Hey, but yeah, Nothing's wrong with playing JUCO.
Nothing at all.
I put it on our huddle thing yesterday. Like, go JUCO. Like, hey, JUCO's another way to get your name out there.
Facts.
And you go to college for cheaper.
And you experience your growth in a totally different way.
Yeah,
totally different way.
And I think a lot of kids think, oh, it's JUCO. Like, you know, we're going JUCO route.
Right.
Like it's over. No. Like, we have some kids that when we coached at Millikan who went the JUCO route now.
And they did their thing,
and now they're getting looks. One has like 4 offers, one has like 2. So, hey, you getting your thing out there?
Yeah. So, I just hate that the transfer portal is even a thing. Excuse me, because now you could easily take a California situation. You got 2 kids. You got a high school senior who has all the ability and upside as this kid that might be a sophomore in the transfer portal, who might have been with a program that, you know, had a great season, might have played a little bit. But these two are really the same kid. One just has experience, one doesn't.
And that's the thing.
So you take away. But when you consider recruitment, I'm getting you, if I'm a, whatever I'm recruiting you at, if I'm looking at a JUCO product, I'm looking for somebody that has experience. They're mature. Boom. But I still need freshmen. I still need in-state guys that I can build my program around, because essentially those 4-year guys that's there, you're my program. So I still want to have an adequate amount of effective freshmen. So
I believe in that mentality. If you are a coach and you feel like you have the ability to actually grow your players versus certain guys that are in a, I have to win right now, and instead of waiting to groom talent, you got to go get it.
But regardless, if you got Arkansas State and you look at their roster and they got 6 kids from Arkansas and you on their roster and you from Arkansas, are you going there?
Nope.
Hell no.
Because
you don't recruit in state. Or we don't got no in-state guys on your roster. Now, a JUCO or like a D2, you know, who primarily is going to have more junior college guys on the team, you know what I'm saying, to really help kind of build the grit of your roster, you know what I'm saying? That makes sense. Before like a Division II that might be in a bigger city, you know what I'm saying? Say, you know, a Division II in a Texas. Mm-hmm. You could recruit in-state and fill all those holes with your guys.
Yeah.
And maybe snag a couple JUCO guys to help kind of solidify some positions. But you want some freshmen. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily about – it is. I mean, it's 50-50. It is about the win now, yes. But at the same time, it's the culture of my program. And if I don't got no guys that grew up in the same neighborhood or in the same environment as the school, my campus, my area I'm in, it's not going to really work.
I got to fly, G.
Yeah, it's going to be fraudulent. Because now you've been in a program off 22 California kids, and you're in Iowa.
Man.
That's nuts. Yeah, y'all gonna be talented, but
we're talking New Riverside College.
Right.
Bro, when I played them my first year at City, well, my only year at City, when we played them, we got that roster and it was like Texas, 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 California, Hawaii, Hawaii, America, Samoa, bro, New York, Florida. I'm like, bro, half your team doesn't even live in California. We only had like one, we had two out of state players, bro. And they came from like, they were bounce backs. I'm like, it was California. My team was like California, California, all the way down. But you got dudes. You probably had like 15 Californians on your team.
Bro.
And that's why you guys compete and year in and year out. Yeah, you know what? Get out of here.
When I spent that brief little spring.
That ain't what you said. They compete a year in.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But if I'm a kid from, like you said, if I'm a kid from Riverside, I'm not going to go here because.
Y'all not even rocking with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you're not rocking. Like, you gonna have to go. Yeah. You going out of state to go get your dudes.
Yeah, right. That does deter a kid.
Yeah, of course.
Like the reason why I went to City, was because I thought it would be cool to win a championship for the city.
In your city.
Yeah, in my city.
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to go to Cerritos because I didn't live in Cerritos. I didn't want to go to Golden West because I don't live out there.
Right.
I went to Long Beach City because I live in Long Beach, and I thought if we win a championship, how cool is that to bring a chip back to the city?
And I'm homegrown.
Yeah. So
it's just tricky. I mean, of course, you know, you want to build your program, you know, with a handful of JUCO guys, because like I said, they got the maturity, you know, they have the experience. But consider those programs that have a plethora of 4-year guys, 3-year guys that's within a program who laid the foundation for the program. Like, we been here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, sure, it's going to be a JUCO guy here and there that slides in, you know, but we here. Like, mm-hmm. I've been here since freshman year, you know what I'm saying? Or I transferred as a red shirt freshman. I still spent 4 years here, you know what I mean? Like, those are the guys that really kind of change a program, you know what I'm saying? And I think the transfer portal kind of hinders that because you just going to snatch and grab. Like,
yeah, you're going to just take the good from here, the good from there.
Yeah, and just really put a little melting pot together, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the kids you might be grabbing them based on their athletic ability and their character doesn't really fit your program, but you like, you know, all right, we'll risk it.
And then mad when it doesn't work out.
Sick, you know what I'm saying? Man, can't have that.
Nope.
Fit is everything.
Speaking of ICC, bring back Last Chance U, please, Netflix.
Man, The basketball one got renewed.
Since I played football, I feel like I relate more to like the football field. You know?
I did like the basketball.
Yeah, the basketball one. I feel like it was cool too because it was at ELAC.
Yeah,
facts. Like it was down the
it's
street
right like, here. Damn. Like, okay, I see it.
But the last one they did in California was cool too because you could relate to that one too.
What school was that?
That was
it's up north
in Oakland.
Yep, they green. Laney.
Laney. Laney. I feel like I can relate. Like, you can relate to it because you go through like the same problems they go through. Like, one, sitting in traffic all day. Two, they can't afford things because everything out here is so expensive.
Right.
And it gives you a different perspective because I think kids in like California were thinking, well, my JUCO doesn't offer that. Yeah, because in California, JUCOs don't offer housing. JUCOs don't offer everything they were offering out there. You got to do it on your own.
You got to do it on your own, boy.
Crazy, boy.
Come on now. Shout out to the head coach over there at ELAC, the basketball coach.
Oh, yeah.
Solid dude, man.
Never mind.
We got to get him on here.
Oh, man. If you're listening to this,
that'd be clutch.
He hella personable, though.
Word.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
I'm going to shoot the J. I'm going to do it. You know me. I'm going to shoot the J.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot it.
You know? Hey, we haven't heard back from
We ain't heard back from Josh Childress, man.
My favorite part right here.
Reached out to him, man.
You've been on my mind.
You've been on our minds, baby. You've been on our minds. Yeah. So we talked about Michigan not beating Georgia. We talked about that. We talked about Bama end up going to face Georgia in the national championship, which is cool.
Georgia shouldn't even make that.
Going to crown a champ because, I mean, well, upsets. Let me not lie. Let me be real, you know, in the middle. Georgia and Bama face each other multiple times every year because 9 times out of 10,
no,
they end up.
They're in the different divisions of the SEC, so they don't even play each other. They usually see each other again.
But they've used they've usually played each other in the last few years. Yeah.
Yeah, in that championship game? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they usually play each other. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's the same result.
At least once a year, they're going to play each other. So if it comes down to another national championship with his two SEC teams, Bama and Georgia, which I feel should never be two teams from the same conference, personally.
Right. It's like AFC, NFC.
It makes no sense.
Agreed.
But I don't know if Georgia – I don't know if Bama dominates them if JT Daniels starts at quarterback.
Not only that, but I feel like it's like in the NFL when you play your same division team again, it's not the same result.
No.
You know, you see them. Now you know what they're trying to do to you. Now, especially now having how many weeks? Well, they're not going to play. They're not going to play them, but.
Right.
They would have, if both were to go, they would get like.
2 weeks, right? Middle of January?
No, it's like a week. It's like a week later. Like a week
but you
and
get
later.
You get a week to prep, right?
Yeah.
You get so I think it's just you get a week to prepare. So I think Georgia's going to have some tricks up their sleeve this time.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Their defense to me is not as good as it was last year or the year before that. They don't have the same – they don't have the speed in the secondary to match the speed.
Oh, man. No free advertisements on here?
Are you kidding me, lady?
Jeez, get that shit for that. Snuck out of here.
How dare you?
But, Georgia secondary does not match the speed of Bama's wide receivers, bro.
That was obvious in the last game.
Yeah, so it's gonna have to be some trickery and some creativity defensively to really be able to one get pressure on Bryce Young and two adequately cover those wideouts because they was cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. You know. If that does happen, I'm always root for the underdog.
Oh, yeah, always.
Regardless if I know the result, you know what I'm saying?
Unless my team's playing, then I'm rooting for the underdog.
And your team is whom?
Well, it depends what sport we're talking about.
I'm just going to say NFL.
You want to jump down that shim, huh? Yeah,
Jump that shim, man.
Hey, y'all thought it was over? Hey, they thought it was over, P. 1 year off, and they thought it was over.
Oh, God. Oh, hey.
They thought it was over. They thought it was over. Hey.
God damn it.
Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all like this. Jasmine hated me for this all Monday. I would tell her, I woke up in first place. Guess what? I'm going to sleep in first place.
Boy.
Because we back.
Who's back?
Hey, the Pats are back.
The Pats?
Are back. Hey.
Bruh, why y'all only pass the ball three times,
and still win, dog.
And still win the game.
So you know what that tells everyone for next time we see the Bills? Y'all ain't ready. Because if we were forced to run the ball, and we still beat y'all, now when we add play actions, deep balls downfield, what's going to be going on? Hey, not going to lie, though. That motherfucker Josh Allen was letting that thing ride.
Bro, Josh Allen 30 was
miles,
throwing
30
that
mile
thing,
per hour
boy.
Wins, and he was still getting it through.
Bro.
Wasn't enough though.
That went so that's where I'm tripping. I ain't even like consider the win.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's why they wouldn't let Mac Jones throw it like that.
Bro,
like,
so
the
they said it
was
25 to 30 miles per hour, but like it was good. The highest was like 50.
Yeah, I seen that.
So think of it, like Mac Jones, not gonna lie, he doesn't have the strongest arm. He doesn't have a strong arm.
Right.
So imagine him trying to throw the ball and
through the wind like
through
that.
Through the wind.
Bro. Nah.
Like you saw,
I don't
even,
trust a lot of people to do that.
You see, even Josh Allen was like having trouble with it.
Yeah,
like he has the strongest arm in the NFL.
Some of his passes were either a little too high, a little too low, hitting the ground, like bouncing to the receiver. Yeah. But I mean, he was humming through that wind though. Yeah. He was throwing that thing.
But
I'm surprised the Bills didn't run with him more.
Oh yeah, and I saw they were comfortable with doing it, but he was getting the ball out.
No, like, yeah,
it wasn't too many. You know, designated or design runs for him, but he took off when he needed to. Did y'all see the fun fact that was shared with Mac Jones leading up into this week?
What's that?
No.
So what Tom Brady has always done when he plays in the cold weather, he wears a scuba suit.
The scuba, yeah.
He was wearing one.
Yeah. So of course, Thomas.
No, but who? It's the other one. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Hey, I'm on it today. Hey, you gotta give me. You know how much shit I heard for a year. Like the Patriots are done. Y'all had your run for 20 years. Hey, when we got Mac Jones, I have a video that says we back for the next 15 years.
Oh God!
Cause y'all let Bill get Mac at 15.
They let Bill get Mac.
Who did that,
bruh? Who was before them?
Everybody.
Who's before everyone?
Who was immediately before the Patriots in the with the pick? Who's pick 14?
Let's check it out.
Ask Google.
Ask Google.
But yes, Mac was in a scuba suit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who passed it down to him?
Thomas.
Nope. Brian Hoyer, because Thomas told Brian. Brian shared it with the Rook.
Yeah. Hey.
Where's my scuba suit?
Yeah.
That's smart as hell, though.
Oh, yeah. Them things will keep you warm, too.
Yes. And you can move in it.
Yeah. A scuba suit. That's crazy. Never thought of that. Let me see. Hold on.
Like, when I did see that, I was like, damn. Like, yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah, because, like, I got a surfing wetsuit. I'm like, no, that thing keeps me warm.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It was the Jets. But it makes sense. They already had to take Zach.
They blew it. I really hope Zach Wilson is not a bust, man.
He might be.
I hope he's not a bust.
I can't call it yet,
man,
because it's just his first year, and he's on the horrible Jets. But
their O-line isn't terrible.
No,
but it's not something you bring a rookie into.
And their receiving core isn't like the worst either.
Right, they're receiving Elijah. What's his last name?
Elijah Moore.
Oh my gosh, 5 touchdowns in the last like what? I think 4 weeks. Yeah. No, yeah, something 4 like weeks, that. Something like that. He been going crazy, and he was asleep all year though. Like poor quarterback play. Mike White came in, reviving.
Mike White.
Joe Flacco came in, threw him a couple.
More than a couple, my boy.
Yeah, like, so it's crazy. But, yeah, you know, we'll keep it Patriots, man. The Patriots, they did their thing. The reporter got real disrespectful asking.
Did he, though?
Jordan.
Did he? Did you hear what he asked?
He said, like, do you feel embarrassed? Like,
no, he just said something like embarrassed about Do you feel disrespected, like, that they kept running the ball knowing you guys can't? Something about, should we pull it up?
Pull it up, bro. All
right, keep talking while I pull it up. Because even when I heard it the next morning, I'm like, bro, that's not disrespectful. Like, it's true. You couldn't stop the run.
Like, they both looked at each other like, bro, really? Like, did
his
he
name
really
Jordan Pryor?
Jordan Poyer.
Oh, Poyer.
And Micah Hyde.
Look, they know.
Yeah, here it is right here.
All right, let's mute the mics for a second. Oh, no free ad.
Cooked.
Dumb.
Damien Harris, he pulled his hamstring too? Bro, he bust for like 12 on a pulled hammy.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I mean, what kind of
boy,
question
what are we doing, bro?
What kind of question is that?
All right.
I think we keep 7 points.
Yeah,
14
to 10. Is that the final score?
We made stops when we had.
So it sounds like he named a stat.
He basically just asked them. And hey, you knew they were going to run the ball. You still couldn't stop the run.
And how he said, "He asked, are y'all embarrassed?"
Yeah. So yeah, you should be embarrassed.
And that's why they feel played,
but
because they are embarrassed.
But you should. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you should feel embarrassed because, bro, everyone in the stadium knew. I knew at home. Like, please don't even run the rock.
But that's a brazen question, though. Like, are you embarrassed?
Like,
are you embarrassed? You just got your ass ran all over. Are you embarrassed? I mean, are you sick?
Like it wasn't even a blowout like win. Like,
exactly.
Like they won by 4.
Exactly.
But I feel like that's the biggest
thing.
Everybody
played in the elements.
I don't know if you guys watch the game?
Yeah, I watched the whole game.
At the end of the game, not the end of the game, but like the last 5 minutes, one of the last Patriots possessions, you see that linebacker zooming through. And you're like, it took you this long to realize they're going to run the ball.
No matter all what, day. Boy. Like,
it was 3rd and 13. We're running the rock. Bro, still gaining 7-8 yards.
Every time they brought in that big package with N'Keal Harry, number 47, the fullback, both tight ends, like three tight ends at some time, they're running the ball. Walk the safety down. And they kept showing that too high look. Like, bruh. And then, I didn't get it. I didn't understand, bro. I'm like, what's going on here?
The cool thing is that they're asking both safeties, like.
Both of them together, like. You seen.
Like, so none of y'all spoke up.
Micah Hyde was looking like, keep that same energy, bro.
Like, when?
Keep bro. That same, and meet me in the back.
The reporter should have been like, go tackle Ramondre Stevenson, because your ass was not. Because your ass was getting ran over.
Bro, and Ramondre Stevenson didn't play the whole first quarter, bro, boy.
Well, the first quarter was short. Hey. Ramondre is 250. That's hey, shout boy. Out. That's a JUCO product right there.
Cerritos
College, down the street.
From Cerritos to where?
Oklahoma.
Bow.
Bow, bow, bow. Right to where? Sir. Number one, New England Patriots.
Come on, buddy.
That's wow.
Getting the baggy.
Did you guys want to hear more about the Patriots? Hey, so we'll take it over to the 313. Hey, real quick.
Pass on me another one.
Got the big first dub. The big 313 got the big first dub.
About time y'all get a win, man.
I don't know why you saying
yo. Good job, man.
All you do is talk Detroit. Now they get a win. You don't want.
You know damn well I'm not a fan of them.
Hey, but still, you know.
He texted me secretly like, take that shit off the docket.
Hey.
I should have. The damn Lions.
I should have been. Damn, that's what you. I didn't even know it was on the docket. You take it off. Nah, just kidding. Hey, no lie. I told my brother when I saw it. The good thing it was at home, and I was like, bro, like the game was in Detroit. I was like, I wish I was there.
The Minnesota Vikings failed me because I wanted to see them go 0-16.
Bro, the Vikings had just who they just cook against last week.
Steelers.
Was it the Steelers? They just was going off on somebody, bro. Like, and then they played a great game against the Packers too. Yeah. And then you get folded by the Detroit Wagons.
They played the Chargers then. The team they
came. Yeah, oh, yeah. The they Chargers. Played the Chargers. They beat the Chargers.
Yeah, it was there.
You was there. Bruh.
That game was like early November.
No, that was late.
That was late November.
Like 2 weeks ago.
No, Vikings came before the Steelers did.
So they cooked the Steelers? Never mind. School. I don't know. Yeah, ask Google. Damn, we don't know our sports. Oh, I don't know.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know teams that don't play here. Fuck that. I don't be sitting here talking about.
I mean, I'm not a Vikings fan either. So
that's what I'm saying. We're not all gonna.
I just know they lost to Detroit.
So they got cooked by Detroit.
Horrible.
By 2 points. Horrible. Before that, they got beat by the Niners.
But they were airing that thing out.
It was a good game, and then they beat the Vikings, the Vikings. Beat the Packers on the 21st.
Right.
Before that, they beat the Chargers by 7. So they won 2 back to back and just dropped 2. One being to the winless Lions, which should have never went down. But never. Hey, shout out to
Dan Campbell.
I'm around St. Brown. Oh, like yeah, my yeah. boy had like 12 catches for like 68. Game winning touchdown.
Such a weird stat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like 12 catches for 68. And then it was 10 for 68. No, 10 for 80.
That's that.
Nah, bro. I ain't going to lie.
It was last?
10 for 68?
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of dink and dunk.
Yeah.
And then running out of bounds. Like, what you running? Yeah. Pitches and out routes?
He must have got all those at the end, you know.
Like, jeez.
Yeah, he had.
Bunch of slants.
So he had 10 catches, 86 yards on 12 targets.
Yeah.
And he scored his first career touchdown. Which is dope.
I was watching it with my brother, and I was like, bro.
So that's almost the first
down. If you have 10 catches, right?
Yeah.
The defense should know the game-winning touchdown is coming to you. You have 9 other catches.
You got 9 catches, my boy. 8.6 yards, brother.
Like, they're clearly telling you.
You're
fried. We're giving him the ball.
You're getting fried.
Well, everyone knew but
that. The defense is getting fried at that point. Like,
come on,
and for him to have 9 catches, I got to consider this. He's a rookie. And I believe they have been playing him inside and outside. So if he, like you said, if he already has multiple catches in the game,
mm-hmm. bracket drives.
It's coming in hot. It's coming in hot, pal. But it's cool. They got their first win. You know who else scored their first touchdown for a new team? Adrian Peterson.
Oh yeah, shout out my boy AP.
AP, man.
He did get
in. You know all these touchdowns I watched live, not live, but like I was on TV, like watching.
Yeah, I was locked in when it happened.
Yeah,
like,
damn. Makes you feel good.
I ain't gonna lie, seeing AP, like he looked like he like
he's a new Frank Gore.
Like, oh, like
he's a new Frank Gore. It kind of makes you want to cry, doesn't it? Not
I'm
cry,
like, damn,
but like,
yeah,
damn.
I'm like, damn. Like, I seen AP his whole career.
Yeah, I watched him when he was in college.
I did, bro. Like, I watched him at Oklahoma. Like,
Oklahoma. There you go, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I watched him at Oklahoma. Like, it was crazy. Like, and in his first press conference, he gave reference to when Pete Carroll came and recruited him out of high school. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Like, that's wild to me.
It low-key makes me, bro, he's the new Frank Gore.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many times where I would, like, Frank Gore, like, sign with the Bills. I'm like, bro, retire. Sign with the Dolphins, bro.
End up a starter.
Like, yeah, what are you doing?
End up a starter. Like,
you heard what he
now
said?
Now he's about to fight Darren Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
You heard what he said, though? He'd come back to a team if they were on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, if they're on the path. Yeah, he there. He, you know, his son had to play quarterback and wanted his son go to Southern Miss. He played running back.
Does he look like a turtle, too?
He looks like him, bro. Just with an afro.
Bro, tell me he don't look like a turtle.
Bro, look it up. Go on YouTube. Type it in right now.
Type what up?
Just type in what's his name? Frank Gore Jr. Southern Miss. But he actually had to play quarterback in the game because they was down quarterbacks. Like,
damn.
And he won. Like, they won, bro. Like, but he cold though. I ain't gonna lie.
This is a highlight tape.
He pretty cold. I think the game below it, him at quarterback right there. Like,
what?
Yeah, he had to play quarterback, bro. Like, I was like, wow. It
looked like Lake was on the field with those red jerseys.
Look how he threw it. Bag.
But
give me
threw
that.
A touchdown.
Like,
damn, LA Tech.
Come on. Yo. Like, look at him. He out here like, we had to go to work. We had to go to work. And he throwing the rock. You know
bro.
What I'm saying?
Yo.
So it's crazy.
That throw was funny. But
the
like,
way he threw it was crazy.
But he gunned it. Like, he got it there.
He for sure got it there.
Like, he got the job done.
He got it done. And they won.
Shit, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
He got his little dub in.
That's all that matters, bro.
He got a Sports Center highlight.
Do y'all think that, the Cardinals, they back to full health. You know, they got Kyler Murray back.
Yeah.
They got they got D-Hop back. So, would y'all say that they back on track with where they left off before the injuries? Because, I mean, they still have only lost two games.
They don't got JJ.
I don't think he's coming back.
He's not.
Nah, he done for the year.
Yeah.
He done for the year.
I say give it another week. Let him get their rhythm again one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think they'll keep it rolling because they play the Rams.
They play the Rams on Monday, I believe.
If they steamroll the Rams, yeah, they back.
I think they're gonna fry the Rams.
What about OBJ? How's he looking in LA?
Bro,
hey, shout out to him. He got a touchdown.
He wish he went somewhere else.
He does.
He for sure does. He wish he was a Packer.
It's looking real. Maybe yeah.
He wish he had green and gold on.
Or you know, blue and navy. I mean, navy and silver.
I think he would have low key been bad for y'all.
Yeah, probably things. I think his Aurora.
Yeah, like he just
he just don't fit there.
Yeah. He just wouldn't have fit there.
You know, have y'all been checking out the Man in the Stadium?
No, I ain't seen it yet.
Bro, episode 4 got Randy Moss on it. And he talks about the same thing, how everyone was like, Randy Moss doesn't fit with the Patriots. Like, he's lost a stab.
More free, Randy.
Yeah, bro. That shit got me hyped because I was like, Randy was like.
Straight cash, homie.
That was basically talking about how, like, Randy Moss was washed. You know, when he went to Oakland, he was washed. It was already, like, year 9 or 10. He was getting hawked.
He was getting hawked.
Randy was like, I took it personal. He's like, why would I? He's like, bro. I did not know when the Patriots playing the Vikings, Randy Moss flew from Oakland to Minnesota before the night game, knocked on Tom Brady's hotel, and met with Tom Brady for 5 minutes and was like, get me to New England.
What?
That had nothing to do with it, but still, Tom Brady was like, what the fuck's going on? So Tom Brady went out to go ball, and Randy Moss was like, I felt like that should have been me catching touchdowns.
Damn.
And then so he's like, Bill Belichick called Tom, like, you know, in the offseason was like, How do you feel about getting Randy?
Yeah.
He was like, absolutely. And the rest is history, bro.
Bro, but the fact they went, 16-0, bro?
And then Tom Brady talked about it in that, too. He was like, this is like therapy. He's like, I never talked about this till now.
Damn.
So it took him, what was that, 2007? So it took him more than 10 years to talk about something that happened.
Damn.
That's crazy.
So what did he say, though? I'm over here.
Hey, but I will let you know, it's funny, though, because they have Michael Strahan on there. And
and I know he's talking big cash.
He's talking
cash. I'm already
like, Yeah, because he's talking big shit. But him and Tom Brady, they say they cool. Like, they've always been cool, even before that game.
Yeah.
They said he's new. Tom Brady's known Michael since when he got in the league.
What about Eli?
Was Eli on there?
Nah.
Hell no.
Of course not.
Nah.
Hell no.
It would have been funny for them to have Eli.
That would have been great.
But I was, for a little part of me, I was watching the Eli and Peyton on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But I think when it's your team playing, you can't watch them because the commentator, like, they're not commentating the game. They're just talking, like, shit, kind of.
Right.
And I'm like, so I had to change it back, bro. I was like, hey, man.
See, it's funny that you mentioned that because I thought about turning today's broadcast, and I was like, I just want to watch the game, man. Like, I don't even want to hear no extra like that.
If you're watching, like, you know, like, two teams that, you know, like,
that you don't care about.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. But not even that. Like, the game's not good. You turn to that game because then they're going to give you some entertainment. But if you're watching like a good like slobber knocker type of game, you're not going to want to watch them because, bro, they're going to.
Yeah.
Dang, it's a classy.
What? She say she never been.
Yeah, she start. Nah. She's just drinking on here, boys.
She say she never been.
Who is this? I saw this earlier. Grace. Sorry, Grace. We was in the zone. I saw this comment.
FYI.
VOA.
VOA.
I'm trying to think, like, Virginia?
No, they just call it the VA.
She say she never been.
I don't know. If you're still in here, Grace, go ahead and send another comment in the...
Paper planes game.
Damn, bro, I'm going to have to blast it on the way home. Like, 501, young. She's walking with it. They don't want none. What's next? On the doctor.
Yeah.
Let's watch the basketball.
Let me unlock my phone and see what's going on. My notes, actually, they got it all written.
Cue up that Charles Barkley talking about Anthony Davis.
Oh, man. I haven't heard this.
Doing that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Warriors are frying the NBA, boy. The Warriors are going crazy.
I was like, it's a close game right now. I thought you were going to say they're frying the Blazers.
Shout out to the Blazers, though, playing without. Is Dame playing again?
I think Dame.
But I know. What's his name is out though.
McCollum's out with the collapsed lung.
Correct. But the Warriors been dominating the NBA, man.
And Phoenix,
both of them together, because Phoenix beat them.
Yeah,
Phoenix beat them without Devin Booker.
Duh.
Devin Booker got hurt. Phoenix went on to still beat the Warriors. So I think that's really going to end up being the Western Conference Finals. I'm a Laker fan all day, though, but that's going to be it.
And the winner of that is going to meet Milwaukee in the
finals. It's going to be the Warriors, for sure.
Warriors-Milwaukee in the finals?
No, I'm not saying Milwaukee. Hell no.
What?
Chicago Bulls, baby.
We had our takes last time, didn't we?
We did.
Who do we have? Or like 2 weeks ago?
Chicago Bulls, baby. Yeah. All right,
y'all ready?
Cue that up, man. Charles Barkley was basically getting on AD, man. He said he liked him as a person, but then he tagged a little something on extra to that. Let's hear what he has to say.
I haven't heard it, so let's see what I feel about this. You want to hear that music up, huh?
I think that most reporters are cowards. They want to be friends with these players. And y'all just proved my point again. For the first month of the season, y'all blame everything on Russell Westbrook for the Lakers putting all them old-ass geezers together. Y'all
damn.
Blame Westbrook. Now I hear y'all going to fire Frank Vogel. Listen, Russ is learning. Frank Vogel is a terrific coach. Putting all them old-ass geezers together and just trying to blame other people, it ain't right and it ain't cool. Listen, Anthony Davis, you got to play better. I said on this first night, if the Lakers were going to be any good, it was all going to be on you. Has nothing to do with Russell, had nothing to do with LeBron, and the rest of them old-ass geezers they put together out there. But now y'all uncrossed the line, because I really like Frank Vogel. And listen, it ain't his fault, but listen, it's in my opinion, I blame Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, you know I like you as a person.
Looking straight in the camera, too.
You ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You're 27 years old. You're supposed to be in your prime. You're supposed to be one of the five best players in the world up there with Giannis, Kevin Durant, and those guys. And you ain't holding up your end of the bargain. So now I hear y'all going fire the coach. That's total BS, man. Now I feel better.
He got that shit off his chest, boy. He got that shit off his chest.
And I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at Chuck once. Because I said it before. I say it again. AD overrated.
He not.
He is. No. But he is.
See, this is what this is what playing.
You in heard the, me say that before.
This is what playing in L.A. yeah. did to someone. Like, you know, you play when it was when he was with the Pelicans. Oh, AD was that dude.
He was hungry.
He was like, that dude. Yeah, but now he in LA, and it's like
I thought he was a little bit overrated with the Pelicans.
What?
Yeah. Nah, he was cooking with the Pelicans. What? But I ain't gonna lie though. Had Boogie stayed healthy,
it was dangerous.
AD would have had to go.
Oh,
but yeah, it was dangerous, and they wouldn't have drafted Zion.
I think that's fair.
And I shout out to Boogie being back in the league though, being with the Bucks, man. I really love seeing him get success. I really love it because he's a dog.
One.
Yeah,
he a real one, dog.
If you two podcast episodes, I need y'all to listen to if you haven't heard it. I need you to listen to the All the Smoke with Rondo, and I need you to listen to the All the Smoke with Boogie Cousins.
Yep,
fire!
I feel it.
You said two pods?
Two pods.
I thought you said two podcasts an episode.
I thought you said Tupac as well. I'm like, wait, what?
That's why I'm like, damn, two podcasts like, episodes? I'm like, what, he got to talk about Boogie Cousins? He knew Boogie Cousins was coming or something?
He wrote that song a long time ago.
I'm not here for no AD slander, all right?
Why?
Go Lakers, baby.
Cause.
Hey, go Lakers, but Anthony Davis, he didn't, I don't think he's lived up to his potential.
What?
Or the expectations.
What?
Because you know who is what AD was supposed to become?
No, who?
Giannis. What Giannis is in doing with the Bucks is what NBA media thought Anthony Davis could do for an NBA team. Be the centerpiece franchise player and carry a team to a title.
He was the centerpiece and the franchise player.
Did.
But he didn't.
Nobody ever thought the Pelicans was going to win a ring with him.
Wait, but did AD not win a ring his first year with the Lakers?
He won a ring.
And I want to say that don't say it was LeBron's ring, because that was his ring. Because without him, he's not hitting that game winning shot.
Without him playing on a tweaked ankle,
that motherfucker went in.
I give him credit for that bubble run.
He did. Yes. He did everything you just mentioned, other than win a ring with the Pelicans.
Yeah,
but he's not a number one player.
Who's number one on the Lakers?
I don't know who the number one player still is.
Who is it?
It's still LeBron.
I'd give it to AD.
That team goes where he goes.
Because he's the leader.
Yeah, he's the leader, but
he's the leader.
Everyone knows LeBron knows the offense runs to AD.
LeBron ain't the number one scorer on that team. Hell no. You going to double LeBron or you going to double AD?
People still double LeBron.
You going to double LeBron or you going to double AD?
LeBron. Because I'm not scared of AD.
Because AD going, but AD will fry your ass.
Fry.
He ain't frying everybody like he's supposed to.
I'm not saying he frying everybody, but he will fry your ass.
He's not as dominant as he's supposed to be.
You heard what Caruso?
I agree.
What Caruso said?
What did he say?
He said AD doesn't go down in the first round last year. Lakers cooked the Suns.
Oh, see,
he said cook, and he didn't say like you know. He said the Suns.
He
got
said
lucky.
That shit with enthusiasm.
I said cook,
enthusiasm, boy, enthusiasm. Maybach music.
Damn. So what you gotta say about that? No, I'm just kidding.
No, my one, what I would like to see, and it's not gonna happen this year. At least I don't think it's gonna happen. I'm not hoping it happens this year. Show me what the Lakers are like when it's AD and whoever else with them, and no LeBron. Show me that, and that'll tell you everything that you need to know about them.
I'm not gonna lie though. So, okay, we'll say
I think he's a good number two.
We'll say LeBron gets on, rise off into the sunset, he retires. AD is the staple. The older guys go. So you're gonna lose Rondo. No, I think Rondo might stay. You'll keep Rondo gonna stay. You're gonna lose
You're gonna lose Dwight.
Next year?
No, I'm just saying when LeBron retires.
Oh, Rondo will be gone, too.
Speaking of a scenario.
Rondo be gone, too.
Now, Rondo not that old.
Yeah, Rondo's
gonna
like
stay.
33, right?
Yeah, Rondo 33.
Rondo's not 33?
Yes, he is, bro. Rondo not that old.
He only 33?
Yes.
No way.
At most, he's 34. Rondo's not that old.
Yeah, he's not that old.
He not that old at all. I thought the same thing, bro. He not that old. So, Rondo hangs out. He stays. LeBron gone. You still got AD.
Oh, he's 35.
Still not that old.
LeBron's what,
37. But you got, with LeBron out of there, you got so much more you do with your young guys. Like, you got Kendrick Nunn still. You still got Malik Monk.
THT.
You still got THT.
Straight baller.
You still got AD.
And then like, you got Reeves.
You got Reeves.
Who you must think is good because you like
Caruso. He started the first few games, like, or not started, but he played in the first few games of the season. You know what I'm saying? And he was getting it done. Like, hustle, hitting shots, you know what I'm saying? So, without
and
LeBron.
Still got Russ.
And you still got Russ.
And Russ is going to become the number one.
I don't think Russ what? Stays there. Yeah, I don't
you
think
did
Russ.
Not say that with a straight face.
He did. I did.
Russ becomes the number one. Damn. Russ ain't never been the number one anywhere he been other than Washington.
He's number one OKC.
Who was on the team?
Post, I mean, that was
Post
all
Durant.
He had.
Post
that's
Durant?
All, yeah, that's
Post
all
Post Durant
had.
For like 1 year because then he got Paul George.
Boom. Then Paul George is your
and then
primary
who did
scorer.
He get? It was just Paul George and him, right? He didn't get anybody else after that.
Paul George was not their primary scorer.
Who was?
Him.
He was not the primary scorer.
Yeah, he
bro.
Was.
As a fan, you going to say that.
Listen. But it was him.
No way.
It was.
It's no way.
It was Paul George. It was Paul George.
Exactly. That, no. Thank you. You got me.
Fuck you.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Goddamn
it.
It
was Russ.
It was Paul George. You're right. You're right.
I wouldn't say Russ was the leading scorer in Washington because they had Bill.
But Bill was hurt towards the end of the season, so
once Bill
so
went
Russ
down,
took them into the playoffs.
Yes.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But in OKC, it was Russ's team.
It was for sure Russ's team.
And he was and
but your primary scorer, I mean, yeah. You could say because he handled the ball.
And he was Mr. Triple
him,
Double.
Him and Paul George didn't really, you know what I'm saying, mesh well on the court. You know, I'm not they it was up and down. It was inconsistent.
Well,
it was definitely inconsistent.
Half the teams with Russ are inconsistent for several reasons. But
look at him in Houston.
Look at him in LA.
Highly talented, but boop, you know what I'm saying? They fell by the wayside. Him here in LA is not all on him. He makes moments to where he puts it on him for sure.
He does.
He creates them moments for himself.
He does. I agree.
Yeah.
I want AD to step up in so many more ways.
He gotta be Shaq. In terms of dominance. He gotta be Shaq.
And I don't think he'll ever do that.
I mean, he's young still. 27, you know what I'm saying?
And the version of him that we all thought he could be, who's younger than him, is still going.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking.
Multi MVP winner.
Like, but AD not winning nobody's MVP.
Nah.
He
got robbed of the defensive player of the year that won the bubble year.
A couple times he's been robbed.
Okay. That's fair.
The bubble year, like, we all thought he was going to get it. And then they gave Giannis that one plus the MVP. So you're like, oh, damn, really?
Like, the NBA needs to Giannis out their mouth.
Factuals. I got to speak on this one, too.
Mm.
Free Dame, free John Wall.
Free Dame for sure.
Dame doesn't want to be freed.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And now, if you don't want to be freed, well, then.
Free John Wall for sure.
For sure free John Wall, bro.
Where he going, though?
Dude.
Oh, you know what? Don't even answer that.
Uh-oh.
Shoot him.
Where's John Wall going if he gets freed?
John Wall is going to the Sixers.
Mm. Oh.
He's going to stay.
Ben and John Wall swap?
No. Because that's not enough for Ben. And I know y'all saw that Dame just said he wants to play with Ben.
That's not going to happen.
Who you going to lose your whole team?
Because if you're the Sixers, Ben's not playing for you right now anyway, so go get. You saying Dame wants?
But I'm saying the Blazers. You gonna lose your whole team trying to get Ben? Yeah.
No, because you could offer CJ McCollum.
That's still not enough.
No, wait, CJ McCollum. I'm trying to remember who they got.
You gotta go CJ McCollum. You gotta go Simmons, or you gotta go CJ McCollum and you go what's his name?
The center,
Norman Powell.
Oh, I'll do that.
That's still not enough for Ben Simmons.
It's not about being enough. You got to think about it. Ben Simmons is not playing for you right now anyways.
But if I'm the Sixers, I'm not sending Ben Simmons in without getting Damian Lillard. Hell no.
You're not going to get it anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to get that. So you need to. So your next best thing, your plan B is CJ McCollum and
one more piece.
And like Norman Powell picks. Plus one, or
if you want to, if
CJ McCollum plus two.
If you're the Sixers trying to pull that off, knowing that you're not going to get Dame, and if you're Dame and you want Ben Simmons, you got to throw the third team in there to pull this off. You have to throw. You have to throw in the third team.
I don't think it matters that much to the Sixers.
I think it does.
I don't think it matters that because, much. Because you get in, if you get CJ McCollum and Norman Powell, that's two high profile players. Young.
You're not too that far. Young. You're not yeah, that you're far not far. Chip.
Exactly. Granted, sure, neither one of them are like, ooh, boom, game yeah, changer. Yeah. But neither is Ben. Ben gonna be good. Ben's gonna change.
Ben's a defensive game changer.
Exactly. He's gonna change in the sense of, okay, we gonna get some extra possessions with him. You know what I'm saying? Or but he's not gonna just get on the team and automatically, boom, you championship caliber. Nah. So you get two guys like a CJ McCollum who's going to also help with scoring and defense, you know what I'm saying? And he could run the point too, you know. And then you get Norman Powell who
that's why I say you throw in a third team in there, because if I'm Philly, I need at least three players. But that third player that you're going to get who's going to be an instrumental part in where you're at, it ain't three of them ain't coming from the Blazers.
I
think you get a third team and you send that you send your third player from that third team to Philly and you send Norman Powell to this third team. So I can see three people leaving Portland, but I don't think all three go to Philly. I think you throw a third team in there to balance it out if you're Philly, knowing that you're not going to get all-star Damian Lillard in return.
It's just like when the trade deadline's coming up and the player wants out, you take whatever you're going to get because he's going to walk at the end of the year.
Because let's be real.
If you trade Dame
to the Sixers.
The Sixers win.
The Sixers win.
That's a win automatically.
That's a major win. The Blazers lose. Like, that's not even an even trade. Like, that's literally that ain't fair.
What I think of it is how my brother explained it, but one time we were doing fantasy football trades, and he's like, there's always a loser in a trade.
Always.
Both teams can't win.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, it's like fits your need.
Correct.
And right now, this fits
needs.
That's
the perfect phrase.
It fits the need. The Blazers, Damian Lillard, if they want to keep Damian Lillard happy, they're going to go do it.
Yep.
And the Sixers want to get rid of him, but still get some good assets, which Norman Powell and McCollum, and you throw in like two draft picks. That's enough right there.
Because let's be real. The Blazers getting rid of Dame for Ben Simmons does not fit a need that the Blazers have.
No.
They don't have a need for a guard, period. Now let's keep it a stack. Unless you swap in CJ McCollum for Bradley Beal, leave that shit alone.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but for them to even consider swapping Dame for Ben Simmons, that's outrageous. That's a loss for them. Cause the Sixers would cook. You would have him, Seth, Tobias Harris, Danny Green
still
and Joel Embiid. Oh my gosh.
He's still with the Sixers?
He's still with them, bro. He signed like a 2-year like in the offseason, I think.
Oh damn.
Who talk about Seth?
Nah, Danny Green.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I think ultimately that Ben Simmons ain't going nowhere until the offseason.
I think he's stuck.
The phrase in my head right now just came into my head. Fuck Charles Barkley, because he called the Lakers old geezers, but really, Carmelo's been balling with the Lakers.
He has.
Trevor Ariza, another old dude that hasn't played, so you can't even speak on him. Because I was watching the game yesterday, and they were like, if Trevor Ariza was playing, he'd be guarding Tatum. Because that's what he's there for.
Meanwhile, Steph is killing.
Hey, speaking of killing, down the street.
That wasn't him. That was some other light-skinned dude.
Oh, that was, I forget his name.
Powell?
Nah, Otto Porter. That was Otto Porter. Down the street, the Clippers are killing the Celtics.
What's the score of that game?
It was like 72-59 or something like that.
Friday. Lovely.
I saw Terrence Mann just bang out on someone.
Now, we considering folks getting killed, I got to talk about how
I was like, damn,
the Grizzlies fried.
Yeah, he's talking about beat.
The Grizzlies tried.
Oh, bro.
OKC, that's bro.
Fucked up, huh?
They did. Bro, oh, 152 to 79?
Yo. That's
fucked up, huh?
Bro, how is that even real?
And I some NBA players felt some type of way about it. And then someone was like, bet, we'll see you when you get. And I'm like, bro, you should have had that same energy when they was playing y'all.
Cause exactly. They just,
like, don't come on Twitter, all Twitter finger head ass. And right. Just, like, watch when we see you again. Like, no.
Boy, sit down. Boy, sit down.
Bro, you can't be. Bro, that shit, you know.
That's some shit you don't see happen, bro. Like, 152 to 79, bro. Y'all, bro.
That's a score that you put up against a little kid on 2K because they can't play.
Right, and you playing pro. Like, everything going in. Like,
you shooting threes all day.
What? Just frying them.
Still on 5 minute quarters.
Shit. Come on now.
I'm fucked up, huh?
Come on now. Still on 5 minute quarters. Like, you ain't shit.
Like, what's going on, bro?
So, I mean, and you know, NBA, I gotta watch a little bit more NBA, man.
Yeah.
I've been kind of missing some games.
It's football season.
Yeah, so I'm really like not tapped
January,
in.
January, I start watching more NBA.
More college hoops as, you know, the college players are getting into their season. And then even, shit, we just saw LeBron host that event for Sierra Canyon.
Crazy.
Went crazy. I drove past the Staples Center that night, and I'm like, Is there a Laker game or a Clipper game going on? And it was Sierra Canyon.
Half the Lakers were there.
Literally,
team showed up.
And I think that was super dope of an experience for Bronny James because he went off that night. I think he had like 19 points.
19. He led their team.
Yeah. So he had a great game on a huge stat. I mean,
Amari didn't play that night.
Oh, that's a light skinned kid.
Yeah, the one going to UCLA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even the girls played too.
Yeah, I was gonna say shout out to the girls.
Yeah,
the
girls played too, and shout out to the women's Drew League that's been going on lately too, man. They've been going up.
Gotta pull up to one of them.
Gotta show them love.
Sierra Canyon balled out. Shout out to St. V, St. Mary that came out from Ohio. Shout out to Fairfax High School.
Yeah.
And shout out to Christ the King from New York.
And then shit, shout out to Long Beach. I mean, Gardena Sarah for being Polly.
Gardena Sarah. Three times.
Dude.
In the last year.
That quarterback is a Texas commit.
Malik Murphy.
Yeah, bro, baller.
He was smoking a cigar after they beat the championship. I'm like, bro, you in high school.
He got to chill out.
I'm like, you Texas, see this? They yanking it. It wasn't lit, but he was like, where's the lighter? I got a lighter. I'm like, bro, what?
Chill out.
If he 18, you can do it.
Still, like, just the fact that you.
All right, my boy. You're too quick to grab it.
Yeah, so, you know, you got any. You got any
hot takes
real quick?
Let's see. Does Kawhi Leonard return this year?
No. I think they ruled him out already before.
For the whole year?
I think so.
At least to like
March or April.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's gonna be on his Clay stuff, like, I think when you sit out for that long, you're just like, you know what? We might as well sit out a whole year.
Man. I think he comes back if the Clippers aren't playing for a playoff spot.
If they aren't?
Yeah.
What's the point of coming back?
Just to get reps in the NBA game.
He not coming back if they not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you come back.
He that type. He not coming back.
It's like when your team, like CMC, like, I feel like his injury wasn't all that, but his team's not.
Yeah, now sit down, bro. Yeah. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, so.
Like, this season's pointless.
Boom.
But, okay. Mark, you got a take? You got a hot take?
Michigan over Georgia.
That's your hot take.
You don't even believe that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh.
I really do.
All right.
I do.
Give me the score right now, Mark.
Do it.
What's the score, man?
35-30.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Mm. It's gonna be some scoring.
We're gonna see.
It's gonna be some scoring.
We're gonna see. Go ahead, Fern. What's your hot take?
Patriots take a dub this week.
Who?
The Patriots. I'm just kidding. We got a bye.
Oh.
So technically.
The Patriots are so good, they beat the bye week.
They beat the bye week. You know?
And they dominated bye week.
Yeah, I'm like, I heard. Yeah, you know. Nah, hot take. think as the football season's coming to an end, I'm starting to believe in more and more. Might be Tom Brady, Bill Belichick,
Patriots?
Super Bowl. Oh,
that'd be next level, boy. Damn, in LA too? Fudge.
Damn.
That'd be crazy.
Bro, I'm selling everything in my house to go to that game.
Listen.
Everything.
I'm going to give you all this right now. IG, D Presley 14, Twitter, D underscore Presley 14. I gave it to y'all first because I got to go to the restroom, so. Peace.
Oh, he's out of there. Out of there. He gone.
Pew. He said I'm outie.
Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, y'all know where to follow me. IG underscore Markina. Say Twitter, Markina. What's up?
What's up?
Shout out to the new Twitter page that we got for the show. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, got you. Same thing as the Instagram, at Sports Talk with Mark and DP. And for me, you can find me at Coach Fern Training on Instagram. And if you're looking for a good watch every Wednesday, Long Beach Shredders dropping Locals Only.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday. And then after you watch Locals Only, just hop on here at 7:30.
Yeah.
And watch us live.
Watch us live.
So,
man, we have upgraded. We used to be on IG Live, now we on YouTube.
YouTube Live. You know. Hey, we coming bigger and better in 2022.
For everybody that wants to listen to the reruns, hey, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Also on Spotify, we have polls and questions now. So participate, interact with us on there. The more participation, hey, you can ask us questions. We'll get them on here. You just got to ask them first. And if you want to watch the rerun, YouTube link will be in the show notes as well, along with Twitter and Instagram handle to follow us. I'm chilling right now.
Yeah, I'm ready. We out.
I'm in a very chill mood. Y'all know what to do. Peace, love, blessings. We are out of here.
Let's go. Bye.